Poetry, Walking with You, by Stephen R. Gorton. I left my work to walk snow paths with you. Our feet marked satin sounds beneath a crystal blue, the sharp air sweet to breathe. I touched a frosted tree branch, smiling as white flakes fell. How small yet delightful brief joys can be, like stars to tangle in your hair. Coming back to tasks undone, I'm glad I left my work to walk with you, the growing years so short and few, when beauty can be shared with a small sun. The Gathering, by Diane Dibb Forbes. The noise of the multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustereth the hosts of the battle. 2 Nephi, chapter 23, verse 4. What a sunrise day! Diffusion of the gray! Grand, unconfused gathering now due for royal review. They come, holding high every banner and soaring color of experience, all pushing for the apex. They come, unfurling finally highest hopes, waving widely all known noble dreams. Such gung-ho intent so gustily shown. Last dust of old allegiances is blown easily away in bracing, staying breeze of truth. Against Gray Skies, by Geraldine Clark Felt. Would that all my life may be a time of dignity, edged with humor, with sharing, like a tree with roots deep and dependable, able to withstand drought, dressed always in whimsies of seasons, from fragile gold greens of spring, all lacy and laughing, to shade-maker greens of summer. Finally, my brief span of autumn allows longed-for color. Winter limbs will still reach upward, graceful brush marks against gray skies. Even when spring does not bring back leaves, empty branches can provide a perch for nesting birds. End of Poetry.